So for him to say that he never wears underwear would be false. No, that's not true. I have to say, I do want to ask him sometime if he's constantly grabbing his crotch and his balls to lift them up before he sits down, especially when he's dealing with a skull and whatnot, to make sure that he doesn't sit on his balls. I mean, because his balls hang low. You've seen them. God damn it. Everybody's seen them. But we know mine hang low, but I don't have to pull mine up as much as he does. But I've sat on mine a couple times, and this has not been pleasant.
Yeah, I don't. This is a problem. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how manipulating my balls is a problem.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's constantly grabbing his crotch and his balls.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1518 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. little show, y'all, we've got a couple of big announcements, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, celebrators. Big Ready, what are we celebrating? Well, all kinds of things we're going to celebrate, but we're not going to wait. We're not going to wait another second. We're going to get right into it. Yes, Big Ready.
We're having a baby, my baby and me. He'll rid it in winter that we're adding a limb to our family tree.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is official. Y'all, I got an e-letter Tuesday morning, along with a picture. And, y'all, it is from that Amy Coles. Y'all, if you were at the Pride 48 during September, you know that Amy was great with child, as they say. And, y'all, she wrote me and she said, "Hey, everybody, Lillian Clare had her exiting of the birth canal yesterday, November the 18th at 6:28 p.m. She was 8 pounds, 9 ounces. Big Ready, that's a big baby. And 20 inches long. Amy says, "Hottest thing I've ever had to do, and I ended up with an emergency C-section. Father and I are doing well. I'm exhausted, but couldn't be happier or more proud. Could you please pass along a thank you from Dad, Lily, and me to the Pride 48 group? I received an awesome gift from the group, and we couldn't be more appreciative. You guys are just awesome. Love, Amy." And y'all, that's lovely. It's just lovely. And y'all, if you participated in that gift, Amy sends her love. And Amy, we wish you well on the road to getting back to normal and good luck for the next three or four years of not getting any sleep. Big Ready, that's terrible. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've got some disturbing news to pass along. Big Ready, disturbing. Well, anyway, it's I'm sure none of you have made your plane reservations yet, but y'all, we've run into a problem with the dates for Pride 48 2014. Evidently, they have booked a big fight, boxing match kind of thing during the Pride 48 weekend. At the MGM Grand, and y'all, this is one of the reasons, evidently, that the rates had gone up so high during that weekend at the Luxor and the Excalibur as well, because those are MGM properties as well. But y'all, they've taken all the banquet space, so there's no place for us to have Pride 48 the weekend of the 12th through the 14th. So y'all, we are looking at other options. I don't think it's going to happen the weekend before the 5th through the 7th, but. I would guess that the earliest it would be the 19th through the 21st. Now, y'all, we will have some firm information for you as at the next State of the Station. But I guess I'm just saying, be aware that there's been a problem. It's beyond our control, and we're going to do the best we can to make sure it all works to the best of everyone's ability. Yes, McFetty. Yeah, I guess y'all went by the P.O. Box on two. I say Tuesday, and y'all, there were two envelopes and a package. Big Fatty, you really raked it in. And y'all, the first one is from Miss Bacon. I think I know what this is, but I'm just gonna open it nonetheless. I believe this is the prize for Princess Hannah for winning the chicken dinner. Big Fatty, we love a chicken dinner. Now, that's quite a chicken dinner. Hey, Fart, it's Bacon paying my debts. One KFC gift card at a time. Just sending this to you. Saw some tweets from Princess Hannah about moving. Pretty sure right now that she could use a chicken dinner. Please pass this on to her. Thanks again for playing, even though you did not know it was a game. And see how lucky Princess Hannah is? I did not even beg her to call. Do not read the rest of this on the show. Yeah, I guess y'all, of course, you know, Miss Bacon's always going to say don't play the rest of this on the show. Big Fatty, some things never change. And so there you have it. So Princess Hannah, I've got your prize here, and maybe I'll just include it with your Crema card. And y'all, we'll talk about Crema cards in a minute. Y'all, the next envelope here is from that Guru Nudie in Tampa. And y'all, let's just open it up and see what we got here. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. What is this? Y'all, I don't have any idea what this is. Oh, I don't know. But there's something in here, and it says, Big Fatty. Excuse me, it says, good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. You whore, I noticed that this is on your wish list, so here's a $5 coupon for the most expensive shaving system known to man, the Gillette Fusion. It's also a scratch-off ticket to win some great Boopa Soul-related prizes. Good luck, Chow Man. And y'all, Guru Nudie has sent me a coupon. Let's just see what it is here, y'all. It is indeed. You know, Miss Kitty calls it the most expensive shaving system on the face of the earth. Y'all, it's a $5 coupon. Big Fatty, that's a good one. And y'all, let's just go ahead and scratch it and see if we win. I don't know what I have to do. It says scratch and win. Big Fatty, I bet all that's what you do is scratch and win. All right, so I'm scratching, and y'all, it's $5 off. It's another $5 off. So lovely. So y'all, that is see reverse side for your coupon. Beef. Y'all, it's just saying that you got the coupon that's attached to the scratch-off. Beef, Fatty, you're not a winner. Everybody's a winner that way. But Guru Nudie, thank you so much. And you know Big Fatty loves a coupon. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then the last thing I've got, y'all, it's a box. And y'all, it was from the Amazon Prime. And you know that's becoming the big thing. You know, several people are, as they say, late to the game, I don't know what you're late to, but anyway, Big Fatty, they're just late. And y'all, so let's just see what's in this from the Amazon Prime. Oh, Big Fatty, What is this? Oh, dear Gussie. What in the hell? Y'all, all right, let's look at the card here and see if it says here. It says, oh, yeah, it is from that Peter G. And it says, a gift from that Peter G. Enjoy your gift. Some lime zest right in your TNT with two limes would make it even more limey delicious. From that Peter G, happy Turkey Day and Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling. And, y'all, it is a zester. You know, I had said, just in passing, that I needed a zester, and Peter G, that is just lovely. Oh, that is just lovely, and it's got a protective. Well, let's just open this. This is Peter G. You're just as sweet as you can be, Betty. He is. Oh, gosh, I can't even open it. Where are the scissors? Big Fatty, you remember, you always got to have a good pair of scissors. And so there you go. Y'all, by the way, speaking of a good pair of scissors, as soon as I finish recording, I'm going to the Kohl's. Because, y'all, I'm one of the giftettes that I'm giving the family this year is that when the hats were over here, they had the picture made. And, y'all, it wasn't a bad picture. So they're getting... The brothers and the nieces and all, they're getting a picture of the hats. And the hats are getting a picture of, another picture of Big Fatty in the hat. So anyway, so Big Fatty, that's a cheap-ass way to get around crema presents. Well, you know, what can I say? But y'all, this is really nice. It's got a nice, that's fancy. That is just fancy. And y'all, it's the classic series from Microplane. Eh? Fanny, that's just lovely. Y'all, since we're thinking about crema, y'all, you remember now, if you want to send Big Fatty a crema card, or if you want to get a crema card from Big Fatty, you got to send him one. Big Fatty, whore! And, y'all, the address is over there at the BFO, just over there under the top of the heap. It says send BF a crema card. And we'll be opening those on the little shows. And y'all, the other thing about crema that I want to tell you about is y'all, they had an advertisement during the dancing last night that ABC is going to do a short series in December on the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. And on the 16th and the 23rd, it's going to be 2 hours each. But y'all, it's called the Great Crema Light Fight. And y'all, it's going to be all these houses that try to look like the Griswold house. And so they're awarding a cash money prize for a guy. You're probably getting it out of the ATM machine for the house that it looks like where the Griswolds live. Be Fatty! I got to see y'all back over here at Spot and Big Fatty. You know, yesterday we saw those hot sauces that trucker Alex was checking out. And y'all, that Mark in Calendar, sometimes known as Musing Mark, he has spotted Big Fatty. And it says, in this amazing race detour, y'all, that's better known as the Big Run, cute but doomed Tim and Danny perform a polka dance routine. Were they cursed by the mysterious figure behind them? Yes! And y'all, there's the two guys dancing in their little Switzerland outfits, and there's Big Fatty back in the back. So, that marking calendar again. He has spotted Big Fatty. It says, the last time Big Fatty ate carbs before bedtime, he had a horrific nightmare. And, y'all, it says the horror. And, y'all, there's a picture of a Big Fatty dancing in the... it looks like the Grand Canyon, y'all, and I'm dancing with the Von. Yo!
tall and oh so mellow.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, last time we were in this book that Dr. Stone sent to me, y'all, we did those birth notices of 1956. Y'all, here's 1956 music and movie favorites. And once again, favorites is not spelled with a U. No, Big Betty, it is not. Music, Don't Be Cruel by that Elvis Presley. The Great Pretender by the Platters. The Green Door by Jimmy Lowe. Heartbreak Hotel by the Elvis Pregady. Pregady. Big Betty. Elvis Pregady, Poor Rick Riley, Hot Diggity by Perry Como, Hound Dog by Elvis Pregady, I Almost Lost My Mind by Pat Boone, Big Fatty, I think he did lose his mind eventually, Love Me Tender, guess who that was by, Big Fatty, was it Elvis Pregady? It was, Memories Are Made of This by that, oh, y'all is a Dino, you know who Dino was? Dean Martin, and Rock and Roll Waltz by the K-Star, and the movies of that the Ten Commandments, The Man Who Knew Too Much, Forbidden Planet, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and The King and I, and y'all, the Academy Award winner for that year, y'all, it really is. It really is a great movie if you've never seen it. Y'all, in fact, I may have to do a movie recommendation time. You know, nobody else does that on a little show. But y'all, and it's been a long time since I've seen this. So y'all, the Academy Award winner for the year that Big Rider was born was Around the World in 80 Days. Yes, Big Fatty, they were batshit crazy and Elvis Pregady.
The fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December our hearts should remember and follow.
Gussie, y'all, I have got a joke here from Paul, and y'all, it's a cute joke. A drunk gets up from the bar and heads to the bathroom. A few minutes later, a loud, blood-curdling scream is heard from the bathroom. Then nothing. But after another minute or two, another loud scream reverberates through the bar. The bartender goes to the bathroom to investigate why the drunk is screaming. "What's all this screaming about in here?" he yells. "You're scaring my customers." And the drunk says, "Well, I'm just sitting here on the toilet, minding my own business," slurs the drunk. "And every time I try to flush, something comes up and squeezes the hell out of my nuts." The bartender opens the door, looks in, and says, "You're sitting on the mop bucket." Be ready. Oh. Big Fatty, why'd you move the micro hoist? Y'all, I forgot I had to do this last little part. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the turnip head. But y'all, he is not from the Live It Up little show. No, Big Fatty. And Urban Guy T.O., y'all, that's Dave from up there in Calendar. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty's balls. Big Fatty, have you ever got yours? Caught in the mop bucket? No, I can honestly say that I haven't. But turnip head, what do you think my favorite thing to do on hump day is?
He's constantly grabbing his crotch and his balls.
Big Fatty, he knows you better than we thought.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.